March is Women's History Month. Susquehanna Art Museum is commemorating with a special exhibit of women artists called Intent Content, Celebrating Women Artists. It's described as a collaboration with Hunter Museum of American Art to create a version that is unique to Susquehanna space that encompasses the spirit of this collection and historic female artists. Joining us on the program today are Lauren Nye, Director of Exhibitions for the Susquehanna Art Museum, and Vadas Turner, one of the artists whose work is featured in the exhibition. I want to welcome both of you to the program. So, Lauren Nye, let me start with you. How would you describe this exhibition?
Well, thanks for having us, Scott. This exhibit is a really beautiful and diverse collection of work by women from the Hunter Museum of American Art's collection. They're based in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And the time ranges from the 1960s to contemporary work. So sort of this idea of modern and contemporary women artists building off of the artwork of historic artists.
When you say diverse, what do you mean by diverse?
Well, there's lots of types of artwork. There's lots of types of artists. So we have a few really special and unique large installation pieces. We have works in glass, in bronze, paintings, photographs, printmaking, mixed media work, fabric works. It's a really beautiful collection. And the types of women depicted are incredibly diverse. They come from all over the world, different ages, different ethnicities. And so there's really a wide range of types of people represented in this show.
So how did this exhibition come to be? I mentioned that it's in collaboration with the Hunter Museum of American Art, but how did it come to be and get to Harrisburg?
I happened to be in Chattanooga and I visited the Hunter Museum and just really loved the museum and their collection. And so whenever I got back here to Harrisburg, I reached out to their staff and asked about, you know, if they'd be interested in a partnership and lending work here at the Susquehanna Art Museum. You know, we're a non-collecting museum, which means we don't have a permanent collection to draw from. So it's important to us to bring work from other institutions to Harrisburg to share with our community.
So it was just your good chance, your good fortune to be at the Hunter Museum and work something out.
Yes. Yeah. I reached out to them after my visit and told them how much I loved their space and their collection and asked if, you know, they lend artwork, if they have work that they're excited about lending. And they pointed out this group of works. This show was featured at their museum in a different configuration in 2020, I believe. And so they said that they were interested in traveling some of the pieces in the show. Some were available, some weren't. And so I was able to work with their staff to help bring different pieces from their collection as well that had not originally been in the show.
Speaking of Tennessee, Vadas Turner, a native of Nashville, I understand, but in Paris, and that is Paris, France. Bonjour, by the way, speaking to us this morning. You will be at the Susquehanna Art Museum on March 23rd to talk about your art, to answer questions, and there's a reception that day. What pieces do you have in the exhibit?
Well, first, let me say bonjour.
Bonjour.
Or bonsoir. I'm just thrilled to be on this show and thrilled to be included in the show in Harrisburg. And I'm really glad for all the sort of fates that came together to make that possible. And I'm also thrilled to be in Paris, because what's wrong with that? So the question was tell you about the works that will be on view there.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah, for me. So I have two pieces that are sort of like sister works in the show. One is called Black Swells and one is called Green Swells. They're both wall-based works that are made out of antique quilts and these ribbon forms. And so what interests me, I mean, many things interest me about this work and about the show, but both pieces sort of tease the space between painting and sculpture. So they're wall-based works, but they swell out, as their title suggests, into the space of the viewer and start to be wall-based sculptures.
That is one of the things that makes your work unique, is that you use materials like ribbons, like pieces of material. I saw you even used women's underwear to make what you call paintings. How do you describe your work?
When I think about the big picture of my work, I am interested in the transformative possibilities of domestic materials. So I look at the sort of the domestic sphere, the great landscape of the home, which could include interior materials, functional materials, exterior materials, structural, decorative, what have you. And I really mine that space for materials that have the potential to speak in some way, to be vehicles for my ideas. And then in my practice, I manipulate those materials so that they start to misbehave in different ways, so that they betray their structural nature or their behavioral expectations. And I also like to touch on, you know, what materials might have traditional gender expectations or associations, and how can I encourage the misbehaviors of that too.
I like the word misbehave as it is in reference to art, but you call your works paintings. Why? Because they're not what would, you know, someone would picture as a painting.
It's true. I mean, I don't always refer to my work as paintings, but I guess, you know, I studied painting at Boston University, and I'm sort of forever brainwashed to think about things as paintings, which I kind of like about art school. But I don't know. I mean, in general, I'm just not interested in or not so wrapped up in categories. Like, why can't a textile be a painting? Right? And why can't a painting be a sculpture? You know, and I guess I'm really interested in all the spaces in between and the things that we don't know what to do with, that we don't know how to file them away. So if you look at this piece, like, is it a painting? Technically, no, it is not. Can it read as one? Sure. In this case, it absolutely can.
Let me go back to Lauren, and then Ms. Turner, I'm going to come back to you. Lauren, I have seen this work. Obviously, it's all women artists. But I've seen the word feminist associated with it. In what way, and what does that mean?
Well, we were careful in the use of the word feminist and feminism in the exhibition because the collection is such a varied group of women. We don't want to put a label on every artist, a blanket statement, because we don't know for sure that it applies to each artist. And so, you know, we decided to go with sort of the idea of celebrating all women artists. There is discussion of feminism in the exhibition. Some of the artists are particularly vocal about it. And it really grew out of sort of this idea of not just the civil rights movement, but the women's rights movement that was building in the United States since suffrage in the early 1900s, 1920. Women artists sort of in mid-century decided that it was time to start thinking about themselves and their own perspectives in their work and taking away sort of the power of the male gaze and the way that men interpret art history.
Vadis Turner, when I use the word feminism, I'm not going to ask you whether you identify as a feminist or not, but the materials that you use, you have used those on purpose because of how those materials are traditionally thought of, correct?
Yes. And in the case of the works that are on view in this show, the majority of the materials are, I think, easily associated with traditional forms of women's work. So if you think about quilts, and these quilts that I use, you know, they're not made by me. They're cutter quilts that I buy on eBay. So I sort of rescue these materials and then adapt them to my practice and give them a new life. But I love that the women who made these works didn't know that they would end up in my studio and ultimately in this exhibition. And I, you know, I'd say the same for satin ribbons too, that they have an association that I want to pivot and turn a different angle so you see it in a new way.
We only have about 30 seconds left. I want to thank both of you for being with us today. Lauren, the exhibition runs through when?
May 21st.
May 21st.
And, yes.
Go
and
ahead.
Vadis will be here with me next Thursday. We will start a tour of the exhibition and a discussion with the artist in the gallery at 6 p.m. There's a reception before that starts at 5:30. And you can find information about that on our website at susquehannaartmuseum.org.
Vadis Turner is one of the artists. His work is featured in the exhibition. Lauren Nye, Director of Exhibitions for Susquehanna Art Museum. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks. It was a pleasure. I'm looking forward to the talk on Thursday. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Spark on WITF, your home for NPR and discovering all things local. I'm Scott Lamar. Have yourself a great day.